It's draft day.
We were hired to break a cycle. I really believe we're about to break this cycle and get this city in a really good situation.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select.
It's draft day.
I dream to just be my best, being number one, being the best in the world, and winning.
It's draft day.
This is a great situation. He has 2,000-yard receivers. He has an improved offensive line. Defensive stars on the other side of the ball where he doesn't have to put everything on his shoulders. He has a 1,000-yard rusher. This is arguably one of the best situations a young quarterback can ever ask to go in because he's not going to be asked to do a lot.
It's draft day.
Now that I want to play at one place for 20 years and chase one guy, number 12, I want a place that loves ball. You know, that's all I've heard about Chicago so far.
Are you ready?
It's draft day on ESPN Chicago. Now, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Jay Moore, and we've got you for a three-hour ride on this Bears Draft Thursday with open phone line for you, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number and cap. There's going to be 257 picks in this year's draft. The Bears, who acquired the pick from Carolina last year for the 2023 number one pick, had the first selection, while the Jets had the final spot to take Mr. Irrelevant. The Cardinals, the Packers, the Rams, they get the most picks in the draft with 11. But the Bears with number one, the Bears with number nine, they have a chance to chase greatness starting tonight.
Let's go, Hoodie. I could not sleep. I was so excited. It's like Christmas morning for a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can we open the presents yet?
No.
We got about 12 hours, and the commissioner will go with the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft. The Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, baby. That's right. Quarterback, USC. Stuff's about to change in this town. The Justin Fields saga as it dragged. That's all in the past now. He's off to Pittsburgh. We wish him well. This is a dawning of a new era. We're blessed that we're the home of the Bears. Blessed. Tonight, when he makes that call, there will be a collective cheer throughout Beardom, where everyone's going to go, oh my God, it actually happened. We have a franchise quarterback. Then it's up to them and him to develop said quarterback. But I am more convinced than ever, the next decade is going to be freaking amazing.
The Bears have an opportunity to change the narrative in Lake Forest.
Yep.
They have an opportunity to do that. Sure, we have seen redos, and we've seen must-haves, and we've seen coaching changes, and we've seen top draft picks come and go in this city. But what has been built by Ryan Poles and the Bears brass by getting themselves in a position to once again be at the top of the draft, to have a new quarterback, to have sweeping upgrades on the depth chart, and most importantly, a direction. I ask you often, Cap, about our teams, how to identify our teams. What are the Bears? Who are the Cubs? Who are the White Sox? How do you define yourself as a franchise? When you make that selection of Caleb Williams, you are clearly defining yourself as saying, we are going to have a young quarterback that we're going to have as a cornerstone for quite a long time. When you have the commitment to winning, something I've said for 30 years on the radio, the thing that I look forward to the most from our teams is commitment to winning. It's a commitment to winning when you have an offseason like this. Not just names, difference makers, veterans that are mixed into your depth chart. It's important for the Bears to get out of the basement and be a perennial playoff team. That starts tonight.
When they make that choice, and then they sit back for a minute, catch their breath, and go, it actually happened. We've got our guy. They've had the chance to go through all the tape, meet all the players, go on all the pro days, talk to all the regional scouts, the coaches, the this, the that. They have settled on this kid. And I listened to Ryan Clark with Waddle and Sylvie yesterday, and he said, this kid is about football. He is not Hollywood. You know, there was that thing, Jalen Johnson, we better leave the Hollywood stuff in Hollywood. He's not Hollywood. He's about ball. That's what he is. He was built for this moment. And now it's got to be executed with precision. They've got to strike with pick nine, whether that's going up, whether they go down, whether they stay there, whatever it is. When we wake up tomorrow morning and he's at Halas Hall and they have the big press event and the whole deal, it's going to sink in on people that, oh, my God, we actually are building a really good football team. Hats off, Ryan Poles. You've done a hell of a job, man.
When those pick apart a player that they haven't seen, haven't read about, and they just see something on their social media, instead of taking a look at the young man and what a person can do on the field, they look at the character or try to make up narratives about the character. His character does not matter to me as much as what he could do for the Bears on the field. I'm a bottom line fan, Cap. I've always been a bottom line fan. What can you do for me? For the 3 hours I'm watching, how can you elevate my team to get to the very, very best? That's what I care about. Let him be Hollywood. Let him be Chicago. Let him be St. Louis. Let him be Boise, Idaho. I don't care. You know what I care about? The Bears winning and being a perennial playoff team and for them to knock it down, a Super Bowl championship once again. That's what I want to see. Something else, too, Cap, I want to point out that is really strange about how some Bears fans are. And again, you fan how you want to fan. All I can tell you is my perspective. Cap can only tell you his perspective. You know why this is a disconnect for some fans, Cap? It's because when's the last time that the Bears were able to acquire or get to the draft and get the best? When's the last time? Like, I'm talking about top shelf. When you go to any scouting service, go to any website, who's the number one quarterback that's out there?
Caleb Williams.
So when's the last time we've said, oh, the Bears, you know what they got in this offseason? The number one quarterback. Not even the number one quarterback in free agency. Think about your fandom. Think about my fandom. When's the last time you said, boy, the Bears were able to get the number one of anything?
And the number one being somebody that many analysts are calling the best to do it in multiple decades. It's not like Baker Mayfield's the number one pick. No disrespect to him. He had a good year. I'm not denigrating the man at all.
It's fair.
But Baker Mayfield's like, whatever. Okay. He's a top 15 quarterback. We're talking about, like, this generational talent is coming through, and we're getting it.
It's a disconnect for some people because they haven't seen anything quite like that.
Even when we had pick three in 17, there were people that wanted Deshaun Watson. There were people that wanted Pat Mahomes. There were some that wanted Mitch Trubisky. There was no consensus if you go back to looking at the draft rankings. Some people like Deshaun Kizer. He's not even in the league anymore.
Yes.
This kid has been number one on just about every list. Dan Orlovsky to the side.
Sure.
Everyone else and people in the league, the Rick Spielmans and the others who have been GM, that's the guy. That is the guy. That's, do your homework.
Yeah.
Make sure he checks all the boxes. But that's the guy. And we're getting him.
That scares people because they don't know how to act. Right. It's one thing for the Bears to knock on the door. Hey, we got the best defensive player in free agency. We got Julius Peppers. That's on one side of the football saying we consider the best. Okay.
Or Khalil Mack.
Oh, Khalil Mack. Hey, we got the – okay, great. All right, the best at the time. But when it comes to the draft, when's the last time you said the Bears got the top shelf, the best of the best? It's never because we haven't seen the Bears get the number one pick in the draft back-to-back years before. It's different. It's not just he's the best quarterback. Cappy's the best prospect coming into the draft.
Correct.
Those are two different categories now.
Correct.
Look, here's what we've talked about a lot. You and I have talked about Caleb Williams over the last 3 months, 3+ months. We've talked about Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison. We've talked about Malik Nabers, Joe Alt. We've talked about Jaden Daniels, Drake May. We've talked about Dallas Turner, Roma Dunze, J.J. McCarthy. A little bit of Quinyon Mitchell here and there. But about 9 or 10 guys we've talked about a lot on the show.
Pretty much, right?
Yep. Maybe a dozen guys that we've discussed in the machinations of the draft, who's going where.
That's correct.
But here's the thing, though, Cap. It's two different categories. it's not just the Bears are getting the best quarterback that's on the board. They're getting the best prospect that's on the board as well. That's different. Those are two different things.
And
when's the last time the Bears have been in that position?
Haven't.
That's why that feels different.
And
it feels
all,
different today.
All the different interviews that have been going on, the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark, which we've played a ton of, They're all talking about our guy.
Of course.
It's not like we're picking eight. Ooh, I wonder if we can get one of the quarterbacks to slide to it. No, we get the pick. This will define Ryan Poles' legacy. If it works, he's going to sign a massive extension, riches beyond his wildest dreams, and hopefully put multiple rings on his fingers. If the kid busts, he's done. And he's cool with that. I've asked him that question to his face. Are you cool with this legacy? He said, that's why you get in it.
Yes.
You swing for the fences. You do all your homework. You make the most informed decision. There are no guarantees. And hopefully you get it right. You hit a home run. So yesterday, you know what I decided to do to get ready? I was reading Patrick Finley from the Sun-Times Twitter. He talked to Caleb in Detroit. What color are you painting your nails? He said, I'm painting one nail, my right pinky, silver, so that it matches the accent for his navy blue suit. So I got my right pinky, my girl Monica, Mario Tricocci. Bam! Shay, I think, did all 10 of his in navy blue.
I did. All 10 nails, navy blue. My wife did it for me last night.
My wife and I are having dinner. I cooked. I set the plate down. And she's like, what happened to your finger? I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, what happened to your finger? What's wrong with your nail? Oh, God. Is your nail silver? I stand in solidarity with Caleb. She's like, all right, give me my headphones. I'm done with you. Let's go!
Listen, I understand why you're painting your nails. It's easier for you to pick up the cocaine that way. Caleb Williams was on the Pivot podcast. Yes, exactly.
Wow.
It's easier for you to pick up the cocaine in the dark.
Wow.
So some thoughts here from Caleb Williams on that Pivot podcast on how much he looks at his dreams for the future.
I dream to just be my best, being number one, being the best in the world, and winning. That's kind of how my life goes. Everything for me is winning, whether I'm playing one of my favorite card games, Monopoly Deal, or whether I'm playing video games, or whether I'm playing, you know, out there at the Coliseum, or maybe in Chicago.
So. I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
Love LA. LA was great. Now that I want to play at one place for 20 years, and chase one guy, number 12, I want a place that loves ball. You know, that's all I've heard about Chicago so far, which is exciting for me because LA was great, but there is probably double digits of teams here. And so, I mean, it's a big pool of, you know, so you have to be winning championships. You have to be playoffs every year to have, you know, the fans and things like that show up. And so one thing, you know, if it was Chicago's a place that I've heard that they love ball, which is really exciting for me and something that I'm looking forward to and embracing. Like I said, the fans and community, because it's something that is huge for, I mean, you go to COVID year. I mean, the impact that they have when they're there and not there is huge. And so, you know, having them there is going to be huge, making those home games, real home games, and really away games and tough games for, you know, other crowds and other teams and things like that. So, yeah, really excited that's the place and you know, that's the city to, you know, light up and bring back and revive and make game days and everything really, really fun and enjoyable.
So there it is, chasing greatness. He's trying to chase number 12, and somehow, some way, I think he'll eclipse some of the numbers from Eric Kramer, but at some point, he wants to get to the Super Bowl, Cap, as he tries to surpass number 12.
And that's not that number 12.
What do you
mean? Eric Kramer.
He said 12, Eric Kramer.
Tom Brady.
Huh?
Brady.
He was never a Bear, but go ahead.
Championships. He's chasing championships.
Oh, you should have said so. Go ahead.
There you go.
Now he's trying to chime in. I think he can eclipse some of those Kramer numbers. But he had a good year. 95? Go ahead.
He did. Mm-hmm. And I called Wani yesterday, Coach Wanston.
As he walked by our studio, by
right,
the way.
With his head down on his phone, I text him, don't even say hi. Well, huh? You walked right by our studio. Oh, I was on the phone.
David.
I said, hey, your record's about to be erased. What? I said, you and Eric Kramer, best offensive season in Bears history? That's gone by about week 11.
He knows this, though, right?
He does.
He understands.
And he's cool with it.
He had a great quarterback for the Bears in Eric Kramer.
He's cool with it.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say to fans out there who are hesitant. They've been burned before. They live a negative life. You fan how you want a fan. I've said a million times. I learned my lesson. Fan how you want a fan. But people like Nick Greek who are tweeting in here, Nick the Greek, enough of this generational talent. He has to prove it. Hasn't accomplished anything yet. There are three quarterbacks that could be better. Yeah, you know what? There's an undrafted free agent that could go to the Hall of Fame. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
There is. But guess what? How about Nick the Greek, if you're really a Bears fan, just push your freaking heart in. Just go, you know what? I'm going to ride this sucker as hard as I can till it throws me. And maybe, just maybe, I'll be watching my team win a Super Bowl or two. Stop being negative, Nick the Greek. You're better than that. It's a freaking party around here. That's what it is today. We got the number one pick. We got the lottery ticket. We get to save football in Chicago. It's about freaking time. Let's freaking go. So don't be like Nick the Greek. Push your heart in and go, all right, let's bear the hell down. Let's go.
Or push your heart out and let us celebrate so there's more room in the dance floor.
Yeah, then Nick, go be a Packer fan.
That's fine. That's how I am. It's like, hey, if you're noncommittal, there's more room for me on the dance floor.
Correct.
It's fine. And so the
more is a buffet table.
Well, obviously there. I mean,
me too.
Yeah, so there's no question about that. I mean, if I'm there. But I'm just telling you, Cap, that the reason why it feels different is because a lot of these things are different than what we expect. The number one pick in the draft is a quarterback. All the things that Ryan Poles has done is all different than it has been in the past. Look at the Bears the way they're run, say, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and then look now. You have no other choice to be optimistic. You know why? Because you're in the basement of the NFC North, one of the worst teams in the NFC coming in. Now you're looking to improve from that, and that's why you have this offseason. Let's see what happens. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We know the number one pick, but it's your time to call your shot. What's your prediction for the ninth pick in the draft for the Bears? Remember, they got 1 and 9, and we have coverage all day on the Bears draft on the home of the Bears, Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000.
Cap and J-Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN Chicago.
It's a Cap and J-Hood morning show on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with you till 10 o'clock. Mike Greenberg comes in at 10. We have White Sox baseball as they take on the Twins at 11:30. Waddle and Sylvie after the Sox and Twins, right into Bears Weekly. And Joniak and Thayer. So from 6 till, you know, like the old party plugger. Hey, when is the party over? Till. So it'll be Joniak and Thayer. They will be on there broadcasting live. For the Bears draft picks 1 and 9 and in that first round. And Cap, you have a big role in the draft coverage today as well at Soldier Field.
Yeah, I'll be on the Ticketmaster stage tonight. Really excited about that inside gate O. I have an inexperienced producer helping me. Ticketmaster Plaza. Danny Zetterman is getting back to his roots.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to produce for me. We have Patrick Scales, Kevin Byard, and Tremaine Edmonds will all be with me. And then they'll bring over some other celebs as they get through there. And then there's always a great crowd right in front of the stage. And then they have all the TV monitors. And then when they go to the commissioner, it's just electric, man. I'm going to film it on my phone and save it forever. Holy cow. Like my buddy Dave just said, tell Hoodie the answer to his questions. The last time we got the pick of the litter was 3 years ago when we got Justin. That's not true.
No.
We got the fourth quarterback.
Nice try, though.
Right, exactly.
Nice try, Dave.
Very uninformed.
Yeah, thanks.
We got the fourth quarterback out of the five that went in the first round.
Okay.
It was Trevor Lawrence and then the rest.
Somebody needs to wake up Dave's dead ass and make him understand it's the number one pick in the draft.
Correct.
The top of the top.
That's correct.
Can you hear my eye roll, Dave? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. We know the number one pick, but it's time to call your shot. What's your prediction for the ninth pick of the draft and your overall thoughts about tonight? I cannot wait for Cap to be right there at Ticketron. You can get your tickets right there for the Bears. That's going to be great, isn't it? Right there at the Ticketron deck. Is that?
It'd be Ticketmaster.
No, it's right.
Ticketron's out of business. Goof.
Get your tickets right there at Ticketron. That's where Cap's going to be there, stamping your tickets. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. Your predictions for tonight and your thoughts about tonight. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Buffalo Grove, here is Johnny with us here on Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Johnny, good morning.
Happy draft day, fellas. This is amazing.
It is. It's a big day today. Huge day.
Absolutely. Cap, if there was some sort of gambling line on you getting your nails painted before the draft, I would have totally bet money on it, man. I should have. I wish there would have been a line there somewhere.
Well, yeah, well, I got the one silver nail.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that, Johnny, is that just, I don't know, yesterday, that's just not me. I just don't pay money.
Yes.
He just said it yesterday, and now Sybil's got one, he's got one nail painted, even though that's not me. Yeah, but it was him yesterday.
6 hours later,
I was sitting at the manicurist, Monica, my friend, and I said, oh, I'm looking at my phone. Oh, Patrick Finley, he's going to wear one silver nail. And she's like, I have silver polish here. I said, you know what? The hell with it. Let's do it.
I'll support him without doing that. 312-332-3776 on our phone number. No,
when you get a pedicure.
Not doing that. I get my share of manicures and pedicures because I don't want to hear from Peacock about my gnarled fingers and feet. I get those done on a regular basis.
Correct.
But no polish. I'm good, thank you. I'll still support him, though, nonetheless. Boston, Massachusetts, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Adam on Cap and Jay Hood. Adam, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
You know how we're doing. Are you kidding me, Adam? You know what's going on. Big day.
Yeah, as my friends that grew up in Chicago say, it's the draft.
It is the draft, and it's a huge day, the draft. There's no question.
Let's go.
Yeah. So we're all in on Caleb. It's exciting. The number nine pick. I'm wondering if you think the Bears take Dallas Comegys from Alabama.
I don't know. That's a Chicago Dallas thing Turner. To do. Yeah.
Debbie would like to pick Dallas. I think I would like to pick Dallas. Or maybe trade the pick. Is that like Stroud and Anderson? Will that compare? And can the Bears take that step with those two?
So, as we've always talked about, Cap, I mean, there's a number of avenues that the Bears can go. Do you believe that Dallas Turner will be there at nine?
I do not. I think he goes eight to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Now, if Turner's not there, Adam, you're looking at wide receiver? I think you are.
Or do you trade down and get Jared Verse?
No. You know who? I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul said, Adam, the other day that it might be more impactful to get an interior defender than an edge defender. Mm-hmm. Plus, Trey Hendrickson asked for a trade yesterday from Cincinnati. Okay. What's it going to cost me to do that? I do that for next year's number one. Well, how old is he? How old is Trey Hendrickson? Hey, Shay's on the phone. He and I were texting about that yesterday. Trey Hendrickson is a three-time Pro Bowler. Three times.
He's 29 years old, and he is a Chicago Bear. I'm playing my flag.
29. He won't be 30 till next December. Let's go. Three times in the Pro Bowl. Beast.
Listen, I know I've been strong on drafting an edge rusher, but I got to tell you, that news came across yesterday, and I lost my mind a little bit. Trey Hendrickson demands a trade. Find a way to use the capital to get him here. You can take a wide receiver at nine if you like and use future draft picks to get Trey Hendrickson.
Did you see how many sacks he had this year? 17 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
He's incredible.
Let's go.
Something. Let's go with something. Something to upgrade the roster.
So if they said to you, okay, we want your number one and one of your twos next year for him, you doing it? Because I am.
For that production, I would consider it, yeah. Yeah, I would.
Let's go. Yeah. Trey Hendrickson, you're a Bear.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Charlie in LaGrange is with us on Cap and Jay Hood. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, man. Ready to freaking roll.
Are you kidding me, Charlie?
Yeah.
Charlie, are you kidding me?
I've been listening. I know how you guys are. That's just a common courtesy at this point.
The old Midwestern common courtesy. That's how we do
exactly,
it, Charlie.
Exactly. I'm good. Yeah, hey, I think if Neighbors and I think if Odunze are there at 9, which is a stretch for Neighbors for sure, I think they might go with wide receiver because you got Keenan Allen who's coming off the best year of his career, right? But the guy's still 31. I don't know if you get 2-3 years out of him of consistent production. I think we might need another wide receiver, man. I'm really curious to see what your guys' outlook on Keenan Allen is. And obviously, if we go late round, we can pick up a Roman Wilson and hope that works out. But I think if Odunze and Neighbors are there, we take one of them. I'll hang up and listen, guys.
Odunze more than likely at that particular time at 9. As Cap and I have mentioned, when it comes to Keenan Allen, I say 2 years. Cap has said probably a good 1 year. And I'm just saying that 2 years with a veteran quarterback, one on one side, DJ Moore on the other, would be great. But you got to think about the future at the wide receiver position.
You absolutely do, but I don't think you're getting him to agree to a 1 year extension. He wants multiple years. So I don't see the 2 year possibility fitting in. You've got him for 1 year. If you're going to extend him for 2 more years, maybe, but he's going to be looking for at least the money that Amon-Ra St. Brown or Devontae Smith got yesterday. Devontae Smith got 3 for 75. Amon-Ra St. Brown got 4 for 120.
And how many games can you depend on St. Brown? Almost all of them, right?
Correct.
There's your difference.
And he's younger.
You almost have to kind of grade on a curve when it comes to Keenan Allen. Doesn't mean that he's a bad player or not productive. The numbers are what they are. But you know you're getting no more than 14 games out of him because of injuries that we've seen in the past.
But he's still going to demand to get paid.
He can ask, but there's always a meeting in the middle. And by the way, this is why I'm, like I said, I'd like for the Bears to go down and get more picks after 9 or at 9. But if they don't, you need to have a wide receiver of the future.
100% agree. I also want an offensive lineman. Like if you told me the latest smoke, I don't know if it's accurate, is that J.C. Latham, the tackle from Alabama, is rocketing up draft boards. Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network, who worked in the league for a long time for 2 different teams, said yesterday, 5 calls in a row, the teams he talked to all said we're trying to trade up in the top 10 to get an offensive tackle. And that means if J.C. Latham is going 5, as some are now speculating, to the Chargers, well, then when I get to 9, I should have my pick of a bunch of really good dudes. If he slides in, if 4 quarterbacks are gone, that means only 3 other players are going in front of me. It means I'm getting one of Joe Alt from Notre Dame, Marvin Harrison, Malik Neighbors, or Rome Odunze. Somebody's going to be there.
Well, Cap, when it comes to the Chargers and Latham, where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm not going to say that Harbaugh is going to try to reinvent the wheel like he did in Michigan by running the football, but if you're going to get Latham, that means they're going to have an emphasis on running the football.
Mm-hmm.
They will. And so that means you get an offensive lineman and start building those blocks toward being able to run the football more.
And they already have Slater from Northwestern, who's been a Pro Bowler. He's a really good player. So you have the two of those dudes on the offensive line for the next decade.
It was, like I said, where there's smoke, there's fire. Mm-hmm. It's Harbaugh. Old school meat and potatoes Harbaugh. He likes the forward pass, but would like to run the football and take time off the clock like correct. He did to a national championship.
That's correct.
So that's why when I saw that the last 24 hours, I go, oh, okay. He has a talented quarterback, but he also likes his meat and potatoes. Look forward to that.
Did you see the other Harbaugh rumor?
No.
He wants to take Blake Corum high.
How high?
Second round pick, maybe.
Yeah.
I saw it and laughed. God bless. You want to take Blake Corum in the second round? Good luck.
Where did Eckler go?
What's your prediction for the number 9 pick in the draft? We know the number 1 pick. So if you're on hold, you will be on the air. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Don't forget, shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. It's draft day, and we're talking about it on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and J Hood.
White Sox lost 6-3 to Minnesota last night. 6 straight loss. They're now 3-21. Garrett Crochet was roughed up for the third straight start, allowing 5 runs over 4 innings. His ERA now bloated 6.37 for the season. Sox finished the series today at 12-10 on ESPN 1000.
Tune in.
Despite missing Cody Bellinger with fractured ribs for an indefinite period, probably 4 to 6 weeks, the Cubs picked up a 4-3 win over the Astros at Wrigley Field. Jameson Taillon, excellent again. 1 earned run over 5 2/3 innings. Cubs wrap up their series looking to sweep Houston away today at 1:20 at Wrigley. Pete Crow Armstrong has been recalled in place of Cody Bellinger. Bears unveiled their renderings for a new Lakefront Stadium yesterday. Plan calls for $3.2 billion in costs for the new stadium, an additional $1.5 billion in infrastructure costs. Mayor Brandon Johnson declared no tax hikes or new taxes will be a part of this plan, but it would extend the hotel tax. The governor, not encouraged.
Jay Moore,
the Chicago Bulls.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood. You're officially locked in. Throw your hands up in the sky. On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. He's hoping that you're going to have a great, great draft day right here in Chicago. Shout out to Chris Shepard from Dayton, Ohio, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Huge fan of the Bears, huge fan of the draft and the show. Glad you're listening, and wherever you are, thanks for checking in with us. We got coverage all day right here on ESPN 1000, as well as on YouTube, youtube.com. Hit that ESPN Chicago subscribe button. That way you miss nothing about the draft and the Bears on our YouTube channel, youtube.com, ESPN Chicago. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. We'll have shot or no shot still to come. We'll hear from Kevin Warren as well, Cap, his thoughts about the new stadium. Boy, I tell you what, I saw dogs, I saw ponies, I saw a show yesterday at noon regarding the Bears Stadium. I saw it all.
It was a very impressive rendering. Renderings usually are.
Ringmaster Ned was also there.
Yes. Interesting to have a minister open things, praying for billionaires, but...
Got one on the show.
You do yours. You do you. But as I watched that thing unfold, and I thought you brought a great point up before the show to us, they made it look like we were playing in Maui. So it's sunny. It's always going to be gorgeous with people out in the lakefront using all these parks. I'm like, by like October 23rd, it's cold around here.
Now, I know that the tundra is there in Green Bay, and they do a great job of that.
Yeah.
But they made it seem like it's sunny always in the 85 degrees in Chicago.
Correct.
Look at the kids outside. It's freezing.
Correct.
like kicking it outside of Soldier Field and this whole thing.
And how are the kids getting there?
Well, they're going to do the penguin walk like everybody else.
Yeah.
Right across in there. It was something. It was something. So we'll talk about it. But we are excited about the draft as well. A lot going on regarding the Chicago Bears. And I know that the glare of the sun of all this Bears coverage is a lot for Bears fans, right? They're not used to it. They're used to being able to just lay back here. What are we doing with the 6th pick? What are you doing with the 9th pick? No, you're front and center in Detroit. You're front and center, the Chicago Bears, on SportsCenter, on these talk shows. It's over our shoulders every day. Usually the lead, the Chicago Bears.
Correct.
I know it's a lot for some people, but that's the change we're talking about. That's new. All this is different.
It's all different to us.
Come on, man.
It's unbelievable. Like, we all believed in Justin. I loved the night they drafted him and was hopeful he'd be the guy.
Yes.
It didn't work out. It is what it is. And now we're getting, as you put it, the pick of the litter.
Thomas in Lake Forest on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Hey, Thomas.
Cap, Jay Hood, how we doing?
What's up, brother?
I can't say how excited I am for tonight. It's going to be lit.
It's going to be on fire.
So, for number 9, I was thinking if Rome Odunze is there, we take him, but I'm thinking we trade back, like, 10, 11, 12, maybe, get a little extra capital and see who's there.
The Bears at this point in time, unless something has changed, have the fewest picks in the draft.
That's correct.
At 4.
At 4. And Poles even said when he spoke the other day to the media, we could have more or we could have less. What?
Never know.
That sounds like trade up to me.
Never know.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Thomas, and we appreciate the telephone call. Whatever happens, Cap, let me just say it right now. If you don't listen to anything else I say today, listen to this. Tomorrow's show, I don't want to hear, oh, my God, they fumbled the 9 pick. How could they do that? Because you know when you get that, usually that is, oh, my God, they didn't take my guy.
Right.
They didn't take my choice. Stop it. Because if you had a choice, you'd be calling us in the fall talking about these great players that you saw in college football when our lines are open.
Correct.
So don't give me the, oh, my God, they didn't take my guy. It's not about your guy. It's about what's best for the Bears. And you're trying to fill the bill. But we get this all the time. I can't believe they blew the number 9 pick. Like, I can understand if they blew the number 1 pick. But at 9, they didn't take my guy. So the draft is ruined. It's trash. No, it's not trash because they didn't take your guy.
Damn.
Screw your guy.
Let's get a good freaking player.
Your guy. Hey, take my guy. Your guy. Got your guy right here. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Tony on the south side on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Hey, Tone.
Good morning.
What's cracking, Tony?
Nothing much. With the number 9 pick, just listen to me. Quarterbacks in 5 years probably making $50, $60 million a year.
Yep.
Wide receivers in 5 years probably making $40 for an X receiver. I say we go receiver or trade up to get one to be on the same trajectory as Caleb Williams. If he's great, if he's going to change our franchise, which I really believe he's going to, we have to go get a receiver with him. Keenan Allen can play the slot. We can have an X receiver opposite DJ Moore and really change the trajectory of the Chicago Bears and get a winning franchise. That's what I think we're going to do, either trade up or stay pat and get a receiver. But we're taking 1 and 9.
All sure. Right, man. Have a great day. Look, I'm cool with that. I've told you, if you told me we're getting Marvin Harrison or whoever it is that they determine is the right guy, I'm cool with it. Would I like to get Joe Alt? Yeah. If he's that good, if Poles is great on him, and all of a sudden I go, wow, I got bookend tackles for a decade? Potentially. If that guy's Joe Thomas?
Yes.
Game on. But we'll see.
I just think that everything that they've done, even before today, Cap, has been impressive.
The infrastructure, the way they've handled all their interviews and everything that's come out, we haven't heard one misstep. Like, Washington's getting blasted for bringing 4 or 5 quarterbacks in together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting some criticism how they've handled things. We have not had one bit of criticism how the process has gone. None.
Do you feel like Joe Alt, by the way, will go to the Jets? Is that a possibility?
I don't think he's there at 10.
Well, I mean, listen.
He's probably going to be there for the Jets. If the Jets get the good fortune of Alt being there at 10, if they don't take him, they should be shot.
Wow. Great Francesa.
You're a Jet.
I just set you up for that. Just because we haven't played that in a while.
We haven't.
They should be shot, okay, if they don't get him at 10. Okay, if they have good fortune, okay? Good fortune! Alt at 10, that'd be great, okay. Yeah.
So now the smoke is that J.C. Latham from Alabama is going to go 5 to the Los Angeles Chargers.
But it makes sense, though, if you know Harbaugh. Meat and potatoes. He wants to run the football.
But why not Joe Alt there?
Well,
maybe he likes Latham better. If that's the case, does Tennessee take Joe Alt at 7?
Makes sense.
Do the Giants go, we got to take that kid.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be cool.
What's your prediction for the number 9 pick in the draft and your overall thoughts about today? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and Jay Hood.
We have not heard them.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh.
On Chicago's Home for Sports.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood. On Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Captain J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We got coverage all day of the Bears in the draft right here on ESPN 1000 and also on our YouTube channel, youtube.com. Look for ESPN Chicago. Well, as we go back to the phone lines and talk to you, it is Ivan in Glenview, and he's with us on Cap and Jay Hood. Ivan, good morning.
Good morning, Hoodie. What up, Cap? What up, Shay?
What up, dog? How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. How are you?
Awesome. It's a great freaking day. Oh, man.
Oh, man, I'm excited. You know, this is, you know, I've been a Bears fan since I was born. You know, I still got my my Urlacher Super Bowl jersey. You know, I was only seven, but, you know, one of the greatest days of my life. And, you know, I really feel like what Ryan Poles has done will be looked back on as, you know, one of the quickest and best turnarounds a GM could have done, because this draft, to me, really seems like he can't miss.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, at this point in time, what's so unique about this, Ivan, is it's the top of the top. It's not just the best quarterback that's out there. It's the best prospect.
So ESPN TV just had Mike Tannenbaum up there, and they asked him, Caleb Williams. He said, can't miss. Can't miss!
Well,
we know that's not true.
It's not true.
You can miss. But hopefully, Mike is correct.
You know, we talked earlier, Cap, about an offensive line, an upgrade offensive line, maybe through the draft. Tommy was on with us yesterday, Tom Waddle on Waddle Wednesday, and Tommy will be with Sylvie between 3 and 6 today. Mm-hmm. Tommy's talking about offensive line upgrade. Do you do it or not?
I'd like an upgrade, but I'll live with it for the time being, Jonathan. My biggest concern is center, to be honest with you. Just, and maybe it's just I'm scarred. Too many snaps to the shins of our young quarterbacks.
Yes.
You know, and guys just getting... You know, getting mauled at the line of scrimmage. I think quarterbacks, especially young guys, are more bothered by pressure that comes from right in front of their face than off the edge. And maybe Bates is the answer. God, I hope so. The kid they signed that started all, you know, 17 games for the Rams. I just think that position is really important. And maybe I'm overvaluing it, but I would like to see an upgrade there. But I thought Jeff Mellor made an interesting evaluation or comment, or you know, just was a good conversation about how if Caleb Williams can step in and play the quarterback position with a little more feel than we've seen in recent years, maybe he can help out the performance of Braxton Jones.
Thoughts there from Tommy when it comes to the offensive line?
Getting the ball out quickly certainly should be a great thing for any offensive lineman. Braxton has to stay healthy. He dealt with a neck injury last year. And I know he has been focusing on getting stronger. Olin's talked about him getting a bigger base. Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out if combination of getting the ball out more quickly, going into your third year, getting stronger, developing, maturing physically, is the panacea for maybe what has kept him from becoming an elite left tackle. That's a polls question. Because if there's a guy on the board picking at 9 that he goes, that guy's a day one starter, then you have to seriously think about it.
We are the number one afternoon show in London, England. That's where Matt is on the ESPN Chicago app. Hey, Matt.
Yo, guys, I am pumped. I'm beyond pumped. I love you guys. You've really got me even more pumped, if that was possible, for the draft. I'm going to be staying up until silly o'clock to watch the whole thing. I've taken the next day off work, and I think we're going to take Rome Odunze at number 9. I was thinking about this a lot, and I was thinking, don't get me wrong, Marvin Harrison is amazing, no doubt about it. Neighbours is incredible as well. But for 50-50 challenge balls, Odunze is the man. And I think that chucking them up to him is going to just, you know, he's going to pull them down, you know. And I'm also with you, Cap. If Joe Alt is on the board, you've got to take him. But listen, I'm pumped. And I love you guys. Love the Bears. Shout out to all the Chicago crew everywhere in the world. This is the most important day in Bears history. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go, bruv.
We'll see you in October. We'll be there.
Thank you, bruv. We appreciate the telephone call. Chicago Bears draft, isn't it? That's exactly right. That's what Matt is pumped about. Everybody else is for tonight's draft. We got Shot or No Shot. That's in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.